My name is Chris Tensher. I guess I'm number 313.
And besides, we have to get our leases.
Who has the entry?
I do. Mr. Gentry?
Sir.
Just give me 1 second. We have to line up our roster. We don't quite get our, the people that appear before the board in the same order. There's someplace. Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Christopher Solmark, Gentry. ADC number 313-253.
Well, good morning, sir.
How are you doing this morning?
Very good. I hope you are too. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 27, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir, it is.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you while you're representing yourself today, sir.
Yes, sir, I am.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. We are authorized for a 4-member panel. You can see on your teleconference screen, to my extreme far left on the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. And to my right is, is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Oliveri. He'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Gentry and Mr. Oliveri, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you. This hearing will be conducted in 2 phases. Phase 1 will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with Phase 2 deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin Phase 1 by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from our Community Corrections Officer, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir? According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal reserve company as follows. We have 1 allegation, violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about July 20th, 2017, as verbally directed on June 27, 2017. You were actively avoiding supervision. Mr. Gentry, is this true or false?
I did not report, sir.
So is that true, sir?
It's true, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Gentry. Based on Mr. Gentry's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal reserve company.
Second. Agreed.
Just 1 second, Mr. Gentry, and we'll continue with the second phase of your hearing. Okay, sir, we will continue with Phase 2. During this phase, we will determine whether your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Oliveri, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions. Mr. Oliveri.
Edward Gentry was released from the Department of Corrections on June 23rd of 2017. He was arrested on November 20th of 2017 by Tucson PD on an absconder warrant only, returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 123 days of abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on December 26th of 2017. Current conviction, 2015, narcotic drug violation, 15 months. There are no prior convictions noted. He has only one term with ABC. CU and IR scores are a 3-1, mental health score of a 2, and a substance abuse score of a 2. There was no STG gang information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision. He has minimal disciplinary history. There are no other arrests noted, and his community risk score is a G2, B2.
Back to you, Mr. Gentry. I guess that's 19 days. Mr. Gentry, this hearing is your right, it's your due process right. You only have 19 days left of your flat sentence. Do you wish to continue with this hearing or just kill your number?
Please continue, sir.
No problem. It looks like that you're released from the correction system with an approved residence at 334 West Valencia Road, apartment 51022, Tucson, Arizona, with your father, Jerry Watson. Is this correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Is that where you lived the entire time that you were outside of the prison system?
Yes, sir. For some reason, that is the wrong apartment number. It's 8103, sir.
8103?
Yes, sir.
Were you working when you were outside of the prison system, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm a barber.
Excuse me?
I'm a licensed barber.
Oh, barber, thank you. I just didn't hear you clearly.
Yes, sir.
So were you working as a barber?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. That's a great trade, and it's good to hear when people are working as they come out of the prison system. You're assigned to the task code of the day program with the assigned color of lime. You failed the test when your color was called on July 28, 2017. Did you have any ongoing issues with drugs when you were outside of the prison system?
No, sir, I
did
not.
Sir, when we heard the summary background of your case, you really sound like an individual that I would think would not otherwise be in the prison system. You only had one time. It looks like that you came in 2015 for narcotic drugs. Was that over use? Were you selling drugs, or how did you end up in prison?
No, sir. I was in a vehicle with someone. I was driving the vehicle. When the vehicle got pulled off, the drug ground, and I was going short for it, sir.
How much drugs, sir?
I'm not totally positive. I want to say it was less than a gram.
Okay.
Of heroin, I think.
Well, sir, you were missing from community supervision for 123 days. What were you doing during that time?
I was working. I was in my house every day. I honestly misread, misheard my supervisor. I was thinking that my supervision, I had to report once. I didn't know I had to actually report again. I thought I just had to come in on the 25th and pick up my paperwork. So it's my fault. I took full responsibility with not clearing it up with my supervisor and getting everything the way I should have had.
What happened that caused the Tucson Police Department to make contact with you when you were returned to DOC?
It was something going on outside of my apartment, and I just walked out and asked the police officer what was going on, honestly. And he told me, he asked me my name, and I told him, he told me he started telling me that I had a warrant for DOC.
Let me review something really quick here. I don't know what's in your heart, sir, or what happened on that traffic stop. It does seem like that you had a very short prison sentence, and I find it really unfortunate that you had a misunderstanding with your parole officer. It seems that if you had cooperated with your conditions, especially working the way you are with a trade, that you'd probably be done with this sentence by now. But it's kind of hard to ignore when someone is missing from community supervision for that long. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Okay, Mr. Gentry, there's no questions from my colleagues. We're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing.
Yes, sir, I will.
Thank you, sir.
I would believe for one reason. My father has had 7 strokes since the month of March. I'm the sole caregiver for my father at this time. I have no clue what's going on with my father. I haven't been able to speak with him since I've been locked back up. I don't know if he's okay or if he's in the hospital or what actually is happening with him. And I'm the only family he has here in the state of Arizona. That's the only reason I asked for leniency to be put back on to supervision so that I can be there to take care of my father.
Sir, before we go into discussion, regardless of how this board votes today, I'm going to ask you a question. If this board returns you to community supervision, it's going to take several administrative days before you're actually released. If you are released, are you going to be able to follow the conditions of supervision? Because, I mean, if you gather the information that we just discussed, you misunderstood your parole officer and then disappeared for 123 days. So,
yes, sir, I would have no problem doing anything my supervisor asked me to do. I had no problem then. Honestly, yes, sir, I misunderstood the conditions of my parole. I actually thought I was done with parole. This is my first time being on parole in like, I should have asked more questions.
Okay, Mr. Gentry, the board's going into discussion now. It may sound like we're having a chat with you, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Gentry. The board is now in discussion, fellow board members. I will tell you, I don't feel good about anyone disappearing from community supervision for such a long period of time, but I'm inclined to believe what he's saying. I think he really should have paid attention to his conditions of supervision and recognized, I mean, he signed those conditions. On the other hand, it's quite true that he had very little experience with the criminal justice system. Yes, this is his only time in the correction system. No prior arrests, no prior supervision, minimal discipline, and he had a trade on the outside. I'm willing to be flexible on this, but I'm certainly also open to the wisdom of my colleagues.
I agree.
All right. Okay, Mr. Gentry, hold on 1 second. And then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is... I'm going to make a motion to return Mr. Gentry to community supervision under the same conditions. And frankly, I don't think I have anything to add for these next 19 days, only that he makes sure that he listens to what his conditions are for the remainder of his time in for the remainder of his prison sentence. It won't be 19 days by the time he gets out of there, so I really don't see any additional conditions to add. Okay, thank you. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree. Mr. Gentry, the board has voted unanimously to return you to community supervision under the same conditions. As you've heard me say, I don't know the exact number of days it's going to take you to out-process from the Department of Corrections. It will be a few days, but you'll have very little time under community supervision. But please, sir, please adhere to the conditions of your parole officer. We've added more new conditions. I hope you just return to work, that you're a productive citizen, and that we never see you in the criminal justice system again. We do want to see you succeed out there. We're very glad to be returning you to the community supervision, so we hope you take full advantage of it.
Thank you,
Mr. Gentry.